club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 7th, goes to the NCAA for their new NCAA new agent regulations rules. Now, let's be clear, the NCAA is trash. All right, people have to start calling it what it is. They're the biggest stick-up artists, robbers, thieves on the planet. The NCAA are nothing but bloodsuckers. You're talking about an organization that makes billions of dollars and student-athletes get none. I honestly don't understand. I don't understand why any top student-athlete that has the option to go to the pros out of high school goes to college, but whatever. I would rather them go play overseas if they aren't going to be a top draft pick, you know, develop their game, come to the NBA later, all right? Now, there is no question that the hottest agency in the NBA right now is Rich Paul and Clutch Sports Management. Drop one of the clues bombs for Rich Paul and Clutch Sports Management. I mean, let's look at some of the people on the roster. John Wall, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Tristan Thompson, Draymond Green, Ben Simmons, Miles Bridges. I mean, the guy's got damn near everyone. And not only that, he has power. All right, he has shifted the landscape of the NBA this summer by getting his client, Anthony Davis, traded to the Lakers to play with his other client, LeBron James. And truthfully, I don't know why any athlete, especially black athletes, would sign to any other agency. Rich Paul is of the culture. No disrespect to these other agents with less melanin, but you don't know my people like I know my people. All right, you don't know my culture. All the struggles we face like I know my culture and the struggles we face. And Rich Paul has been there to help develop the greatest basketball brand of the last 16 years, LeBron James. Sports Illustrated put Rich Paul on the cover and said, and I quote, "The most polarizing figure in the NBA is not any player, any owner, any exec, or even LeBron James, is Rich Paul." Jesus Christ. You know the saying, no one man should have all that power? No, no one black man should have all that power. So the NCAA is trying to find a way to strip some of that power from Rich Paul. Now I'm going to let this guy, Chris Smoove. Chris Smoove is from, let me cite my sources. Oh, he's a YouTuber. All right. Chris Smoove explains to the people what the NCAA did to strip some of Rich Paul's power. Let me hear it.
Rich Paul, the agent of many NBA players, such as LeBron himself, Anthony Davis, John Wall, Draymond Green, just to name a few, Ben Simmons. The NCAA is now going to require the following criteria in order to represent future student athletes that are testing the waters for the NBA draft. Number one, you need a bachelor's degree. Mm. And that right there is why everybody is calling this the Rich Paul rule, because Rich Paul never went to college. So the second requirement is that you have to be certified with the MBPA for a minimum of 3 years. Mm. And then the final requirement is that you have to take an in-person exam at the NCAA office, which is in Indianapolis. So they want you to prove that you know what you know and you're really qualified and you really went to college by taking their test.
Now, listen, let me note, a number of NBPA-certified agents will fail to meet the criteria, but let's be clear. They're casting a wide net to really try to catch one big fish, and that's Rich Paul. All right, Rich, he did not earn a bachelor's degree. He met LeBron in high school. They developed a friendship. That's what caused him to form Clutch Sports Group. Rich never went to college, and other NBPA-certified agents will fail the requirement that they must be licensed by the NPBA for 3 years. You know, they probably won't pass the standardized test. But listen, the moral of the story is the NCAA is doing this because if athletes with college eligibility start signing with Rich Paul, Rich Paul will wake them up to the fact that the NCAA is asking them to be indentured servants who will go and make them billions while they get absolutely nothing. All right. Rich Paul, on the other hand, is creating ways for his clients to bypass college, make some revenue, and then return to the NBA. Look what he did for Darius Bazley? I don't remember how to pronounce his last name.
That's Bazley, I thought it was.
But let's go back to Chris Smoove to explain this one. Listen to this.
Rich Paul, he had everybody shook last year when he was able to convince Darius Bazley, a top prospect, to forego college to instead take a $1 million internship to work for New Balance. He was drafted 23rd to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So he made it to the NBA. He didn't go to college and he made $1 million.
See?
Instead of going to college and playing for free.
See, you can't make those kind of moves without guidance and information. Rich Paul has the guidance and information, the tools that you won't get from other people. The NCAA doesn't care about you. They care about their bottom line, which is money. They want those top amateur athletes to come to school so they can keep making their money, period. What's happening to Rich Paul right now, to me, is no different than the long history of government policies that facilitated wealth for white Americans, but not for blacks. I know. This NCAA policy affects everyone, but let's be clear. This is all an attempt to stop the momentum that Clutch Sports Group is gaining in this business. Trust me, this system has a way of facilitating facilitating wealth for itself, specifically white people, but not for black people. What you want to discuss, the Land Act of 1785, you want to discuss the 1866 Homestead Act, what you want to talk about redlining, you want to talk about the GI Bill, where the federal government invested heavily in the greatest growth of white asset-based American middle class, like to the exclusion of blacks. Like, this is bigger than Nino Brown, people, all right? Read what some of the other NBA players had to say. David Aldridge says, good Lord, y'all scared of Rich Paul. Matt Barnes said, white agents are mad. Rich Paul is changing the game. Respect, my brother. LeBron James says, can't stop, won't stop. They big mad and scared. Nothing will stop this movement and culture over here. Sorry, not sorry. I tend to agree with all of them, and I agree with Chris Paul when he says, I completely disagree with the NCAA's decision. Some life experiences are valuable, if not more than diplomas. Y'all need to rethink this process. I personally feel like this about several industries, including radio, because those special people, those outliers, those game changers, they usually didn't go to college. You know, I know a lot of people who didn't go to college in radio. I didn't go to college, but I was blessed with an internship, and I made the most of it. Same way Rich Paul did. All right, NCAA, instead of trying to block Rich Paul on behalf of other agents, you should be trying to connect with him. You know, so should the other agents, because he is factually one of the most successful agents in NBA history in a short period of time. Find out why they trust Rich Paul and value his opinion, because you'll never have and be what Rich Paul is because Rich Paul is black. And being black is something you can't teach. It's something you must be born and blessed with. And it kills the NCAA and other agents that this is something they will never be. Just another example of them loving our culture, but not loving us. Please give the NCAA the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
Keep cooking, Rich Paul. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.